Live, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Jade Robran.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 2 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. We're heading for a top of 23 degrees. I hope you're having a great afternoon. Well, it's International Women's Day tomorrow, and my next guests are kicking goals on and off the field. We love footy in this state, and my next guest, they're using footy to spark an interest in science. From the Adelaide Crows, I would love to welcome Katie Glody. She's head of a STEM footy program manager there at the Adelaide Footy Club, and also Professor Caroline McMillan, who is chief scientist for South Australian, for scientists for South Australia. And both ladies join us now. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jade. How are you?
I'm very well. And Katie's just joining us now. Katie, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. Well, let's kick off with STEM. What is STEM?
So STEM footy is a program that the Adelaide Football Club and the Adelaide Crows Foundation has invested in. Did you want to talk about STEM in general first, or about all the programs?
No, let's talk about what STEM is. I mean, my kids talk about STEM all the time, and I'm like, uh-huh, nodding my head, thinking, yep, that sounds great, and I actually have no idea what it is.
I
think Katie and I, have had really great opportunity to talk about STEM, and it is a bit of a shorthand, but essentially it kind of captures science and the T for technology, and then the engineering and maths. So when you put that group of subjects together, it's a shorthand for capturing them all together as STEM. And one of the advantages of doing that is that you can then go and have a good look at who is interested in these subjects, how long does that interest take them through in their education, through high school, maybe through TAFE and university, and then what is it that the careers are available, the jobs, the professions are open for those who study STEM. Really important in South Australia at the moment, we are seeing so much interest from employers in having STEM qualified young people, graduates, people returning to work with an interest in STEM, to really grow industry sectors, really from agriculture through to shipbuilding, across into tech and high tech jobs. So I think we're getting more familiar with STEM as a term and as an important basis for our economy and our environment and our health.
So when did it start becoming popular?
Well, this is an interesting question, Jade, because actually two things have happened. One is that the way in which Australia has sort of previously had a good economy and a good standard of living, mm-hmm. has been because of our ability to support other economies through sending, it might be iron ore, it might be coal, it might be our agricultural products offshore. But what we're seeing now is much more of our economy is being built on our STEM skills. Being able, for instance, to envisage Adelaide as being a site of manufacturing great satellites that will go up into space and then be able to tell us about what's happening on Earth, to water flows in our rivers, to drought patterns of vegetation. All of that requires engineering, physics, IT, people working together with those skills, health. We always think of health in that, and I trained in health and medicine myself, but now we're looking at huge data sets for population health, being able to interrogate them with the artificial intelligence, machine learning, great mathematics, which gets us to understand the health of our population better, and more importantly, how to support a better outcome through a much quicker way than we used to be able to do it in my day with statistics, which is great, but sometimes you need to lift the pace and scale of those analyses. All around us, we open our iPad, it knows what we want to know before we actually have even thought about what news we want to look at, all those algorithms working. So a lot of our daily lives and a lot of our future daily lives are being built on tools through STEM to help our environment remain sustainable, to maintain our agriculture and food production, to absolutely ensure our ability to communicate no matter where our loved ones are across the world, important in a pandemic, and to be able to see a different future in which our children are now being educated and the jobs they're going to have in the future. So really STEM is becoming a really important part of Australia, South Australia's economy and our standard of living, very important for how we as communities work to maintain our great health and our and particularly be good custodians of our environment. Very important, but one of the key issues is that we see a big gender gap from very early years on how young girls and then young women and then old women perceive their role in STEM and those professions.
Why?
Well, perhaps I might go to Katie on this. Katie's right at the really the front edge of engaging with young people and in their interests and sometimes the need to be more interested and brought to bring that interest to the fore in STEM subjects.
Well, we will. We'll talk to Katie Glody as I introed her. She's the STEM Footy Program Manager at the Adelaide Footy Club. Katie, let's just first start with STEM Footy. What is it? Katie, have we got you there?
Sorry, there we go. STEM Footy is a program that's supported through the Adelaide Crows Foundation. It's 10 weeks in-school program that aligns with over 50% of the math and science Year 7 curriculum, which is quite a lot. The program supports teachers through professional development. It offers student booklets, teacher booklets, and a really extensive STEM hands-on kit. Now, how does all this work? Well, for example, we take something out of the curriculum, which might be angles, and to a student, they might not see the relevance in everyday life.
Yeah.
And what we do is we put a footy lens on it. So one of the activities is let's get all the kids watching AFL and AFLW girls and boys kicking goals, and let's measure what angle those goals were kicked from and classify them. So the students are starting to realise that, you know, a sharp angle in the pocket that's hard to kick is an acute angle. And so they're making those lifelong memories by putting a football context on it, and then supported through the curriculum that we give has equipment packs that have, you know, the opportunity for them to go out and kick angles, kick from those angles on their own football field. So it's looking at hands-on learning in a different way.
I would have been an A-plus student if I was taught like that. I was just in the old school brigade where you sit there and learn these angles like, oh, yawn. And you're so right. What does that even mean in my real life? But you're right. Yeah, it's spot on. That's a really clever way of getting to, yes, into the kids' brains. I think that's really clever. And Professor Caroline was just saying that there's a significant drop-off in female participants. What do you experience, Katie?
We often find that when we go to a school, teachers as well are a little bit not frightened of the program, but they just think it's a football program. They don't understand that, yes, there's maths and science in everything we do. And so by offering this opportunity for girls and boys to look at STEM in a different way, we're finding that those students that at that middle school age are starting to drop off with their mainly their attitudes are starting to go, hang on a minute, I can do this. So we're finding that it's really helping that cause.
How did STEM Football and the Adelaide Crows come together? How's this partnership come about?
So STEM Football, like I said, it's funded by the Adelaide Crows Foundation and supported by the Adelaide Football Club.
Right.
But it started 4 years ago with a pilot program and it's just grown from there. And it started with 9 classes, 700 students. We're now reaching over 2,000 students per year.
And talk to me about what you've sat back and been able to see. What difference does it make when you can relate shapes? And you know, these things can be quite difficult for a lot of students. They just can't quite grasp it. But when you put it into everyday scenario, all of a sudden it does make sense. So I think it's really clever. What have you seen? What sort of transformations have you seen from, you know, this?
We've found that for boys and girls that we set out to improve their attitude and their academic ability second, but we're finding that it's both improving. So, for example, last year we had a 79% increase in female students on how much they knew about the maths and science and AFL, and an 18% increase on how much they want to do STEM activities now after the program at school, which we were just finding was just outstanding.
You just touched on angles of goals. How else do you use football?
Yes, we look at tackle zone. So we look at the rules of football and say, right, if we were to measure a player's tackle zone, that is like area, so side by length. We have little mini tape measures. We get them to measure their own tackle zone, and then we plot them on scattergraph. But then we also go, okay, if we've worked our area and length, now let's look at it in a footy context and go, if you crouch down, your tackle zone goes smaller, which makes your area smaller. But in football, that's a strategy, so you don't get tackled. So they start to realise that, yes, it's strategies, but it's also STEM that is actually underpinning the strategies in football and making you a better player.
And why is it so important to engage that Year 7 group?
The research that we've been looking at is that's when the drop-off in attitude starts to happen. So they start to think, oh, I can't do this, or not something that they find familiar or they're confident in, they're starting to drop off. So that's why we've sort of targeted this area to start making a difference.
So confidence is a big thing then, and is it also being able to, I guess, look into the future and be able to plan ahead?
Definitely, and we kind of operate off the you can't be what you can't see. So the Adelaide Football Club's really lucky to have an AFLW team that's doing really well at the moment, and we make them just as prominent in our booklets and activities, so the female players as well as the male players, and we're able to show girls and boys that boys, girls, anybody can play football, can do STEM careers, and it's really helping the program.
So in your experience as a teacher and then STEM footy program manager, why is the engagement dropping off? You mentioned the confidence, but is it also the male interaction as well?
I'm not entirely sure, Caroline. What are your thoughts on that? I think it's more about just seeing females in role models and in careers. But what's your perception,
Caroline? I would agree that's certainly a part of it, but it may not be all of it. I find it very interesting that when I'm talking with parents, they're often, as you do, I go out and about and have the opportunity to meet, you know, great schools and Science Alive and lots of great events celebrating STEM. But parents are often a bit nervous about what the careers are for science. And they're also, for girls and young women, they also, in a sense, are not drawn so much in terms of confidence and also just in terms of the draw of the subject. They're not really drawn to engineering and technology so much as they are drawn more perhaps to, say, health sciences. And so there's this confidence. I was at a Science Alive, I was at a really big function where we had a great panel of young women talking about their careers and where they'd taken their interest through maths and physics and IT and engineering. And one young girl spoke and she said, look, she was really interested in math, but her dad had said, you'll never earn any money in math. And was this true? Now, I could actually, and I think Katie will affirm this, said to her, look, I can absolutely, you should let your dad know, you will be so sought after by employers in this state if you carry math through, because the jobs that are available for people who have got an ability to take numbers through into health, into agriculture, into defence, into so many different areas of our future world are just, they're are more jobs than we will be able to support. And it is particularly important. We have all different sorts of people in maths, from Indigenous backgrounds, from cross-cultural backgrounds, and that we get gender representation. We really do need a balanced world where those who are incredibly bright and developing algorithms that will support our standard of living have a broad view of the community and represent that broad community. So I'm totally comfortable that supporting parents in particular who may think through, as we tend to do as parents, they may think, well, maybe, you know, medicine is a better career, or perhaps law. These professions, the professions of the future, are definitely in engineering, in high-tech areas, and involving those areas of science that we know young women are not well represented in. As Katie says, you can't be what you can't see.
Mm.
And at the moment, of the STEM qualified population across Australia, only 17% are women. And that is built on history of our time when women certainly didn't come through and weren't supported to come through. And currently, senior leaders in STEM fields represent history because you can only have about 15% of professors, for instance, in STEM disciplines are women. So we have a job to do to build the role model to ensure that young girls and young women who are so critical, we need a very rich, diverse STEM workforce, and we need a large STEM workforce. So being able to have our education systems and all of our STEM employer systems adapt to diversity rather than have diversity adapt to the current system is the key for the future.
We've got to take a really short break, ladies, but we will come back and talk some more about STEM and jobs of the future.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. Check out National Tiles' all-new Italian and Spanish floor tiles on our website now. Your new home or renovation will look absolutely stunning in any one of the 25 all-new European floor tiles. Currently available for immediate delivery, but you'll have to be quick. These all-new stunning European floor tiles are walking out the door. So rush to order online or in-store at National Tiles now.
Our public health system is under more strain than ever, and it's not just from COVID. Hospital capacity must be increased urgently, supported by safe staffing levels that are legally enforceable. The Marshall Liberal government have refused to commit to these actions, while Labor has committed to boost capacity in order to free up our emergency departments and end ramping. When you vote, make sure that you act to protect and boost our healthcare system. Authorised by Elizabeth DeBars for the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, SA Branch Adelaide.
There is so much at stake for my family in this election. The Liberal government wants to remove exemptions that allow Christian schools to hire teachers with our values. The Victorian Labor government passed a law that controls what I can say to my kids about sex. A Labor MP wants to bring the same laws to SA. I need a party that loves my family the same way I do.
Put your family first. Vote Family First. Authorised by Jay Snelling for the Family First Party, Oakden, South Australia.
Do you think a concert pianist needs a builder's licence?
No.
Does a chartered accountant need one?
Highly unlikely, Will.
Yes, but what about a house inspector?
Well, surely they need one.
No. Unfortunately, there are no regulations in the industry that say you must be a builder to become a house inspector. Mike Pearl from House Inspect Australia is a third generation licensed builder, and his team is the most qualified team in Australia for house inspections.
It's the biggest purchase decision of your life, so don't risk it. Go to houseinspectaustralia.com.au.
It's great if you work for a locally owned business, but you need job certainty and ability to pay the bills. To have this, your owner needs a government who will engage, listen, and is transparent. Vote one for Defend Local Business in the Legislative Council. Your voice for local job certainty. Vote for Colin Shearing and Carol Hassel, independent candidates, Legislative Council. Written and spoken by Steve Shearing. Authorised by M. Rikers, 155 Fullerton Road, Rose Park, South Australia.
Check out the fantastic new season range today at Harris Scarf. Whether you need to refresh your wardrobe or revamp your home, you will be amazed at what our talented designers and great brands have got in store for you. For our most exciting new season yet, we've made our great prices even better with up to 30% off all electrical, up to 40% off all men's and women's wear, and up to 60% off all homewares in Manchester. And with a 2-hour click and collect, what are you waiting for? Head in store or online now. Harris Scarf, great brands, great prices. Exclusions apply. See in store online for details.
Jade Robran on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
Good afternoon. We're talking to Professor Caroline McMillan. She is the Chief Scientist for South Australia, and also Katie Glody, who is the STEM Footy Program Manager at the Adelaide Footy Club. We're talking about STEM and jobs of the future and females in particular in the industry. It is International Women's Day tomorrow, and we're just hearing that young girls starting off in STEM aren't really following it through for various reasons, many because they don't see a lot of female role models and job opportunities. Professor, I'd love to ask you, what advice would you give to these ladies, you know, for their future? If they are really interested in STEM and want to continue it and they see a few roadblocks, what would you say?
Look, I think for young people working to determine, you know, where does their future lie, I think one of the important things is to adjust to be able to follow your interest, follow your passion. And there is a lot of pressure to, in a sense, parents, and you know, I am one, and I know myself, that, you know, sometimes your son or daughter talking about doing an area of study, you think, well, is that going to lead to something? Because in my day, it might not have. And I can simply say that the employers seeking talented STEM graduates from TAFE and from uni who are looking for those people who studied STEM some time ago and would like to return to work with those skills, they are seeking now to absolutely recruit those young people and older people through that whole journey back into supporting jobs that perhaps just didn't exist when, for instance, I was going through uni, or even sometimes when my kids were going through uni. It's that way in which South Australia has just really stepped into this highly creative, discovery-oriented new profession. And we're seeing it in the emergence of the space sector, some great schools, you know, Hamilton Secondary doing so much to support young people understand space and the body's reaction and what space is like. But being able to see at the end of that, you know, just down a main street in Adelaide, the space industry sector booming, and being able to go to the Space Discovery Centre and begin to get a feeling for this isn't science fiction. These are real opportunities right here in Adelaide. The new forms of agriculture, you know, bright young people who are developing good apps to be able to have the ability to have better crop production, you know, when rainfall is down, being able to understand the patterns of growth of plants to have a higher production of food for the energy going into that plant, being able to, you know, help that food production and be able to solve issues when times are tough with the climate and we're in a pretty arid zone. So many problems to solve. We need so many different young minds and so many different qualified ways of looking at things that South Australia really is a place where parents, I think, and where young people can have confidence in following a path that interests them, because they will find an opportunity across an array of different fields, purposes, whether it's agriculture or health, that will really allow them to realize their dream, in a sense, that they're a bit shy sometimes in perhaps discussing, but something they can see they would love to try.
Oh, it's exciting times ahead, that's for sure. And we've got some really wonderful minds out there. Thank you, ladies, very much for your time. That's Professor Caroline McMillan there and also Katie Glody. We're going to take a really short break. You're listening to Adelaide's 5AA.